This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when our good intentions are still not God's will. Recently, I was reading in the first book of Chronicles where David was comparing his house to the Lord's temple, so to speak. And David was talking with the prophet Nathan, and he said, you know, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is under a tent. So it was in David's heart to build the Lord a temple, and not just any temple, but a magnificent temple, one that would really glorify the Lord. Nathan listened to David's desires, and then he told David, do all that's in your heart, for God is with you. So that evening, David and Nathan parted ways with what seemed to be a very noble idea. David was planning to pour his heart into building a temple for the Lord. Although that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan and said, tell my servant David, it is not you who will build me a house to dwell in. Now, I'm sure David must have experienced some disappointment as his heart was really set on building this temple for the Lord. But instead of lingering in his own sorrow, he embraced God's will by saying, O Lord, let the word that you've spoken be established forever. So sometimes we can have the best intentions that are rooted in the highest good, but they're still not aligned with God's will or maybe his timing. So David teaches us to move to a place of acceptance and to avoid lingering in ego, sorrow, and disappointment. So if you find yourself in a place today of lingering, remember these words. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, accept his will.